In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today we celebrate a beautiful solemnity, Our Lady, the Immaculate Conception. Our Lady who has been made immaculate since her conception, since the beginning of her life. So we celebrate the very initial moment of her life, made grace-filled by God's predestination and God's action. Mary is unique because she was predestined to be the mother of God, the mother of Christ, and then our dear mother. It is sometimes difficult to understand the mystery of the Immaculate Conception. And throughout the history, many theological argumentations have been discussing in order to understand precisely this mystery. But in order for us to easily understand it, it is fitting to start with Christ, because Our Lady has no reason to be other than Christ. She is made in view of Christ. Her reason to be immaculate is Jesus Christ. So it is very fitting to start our reflection by considering the eternal predestination of Christ as a Redeemer. And it is also fitting to start with a Franciscan point of view, which I think was successful when Pope Pius IX in 1854 proclaimed the dogma of the Immaculate Conception, stating in that bull of proclamation that Mary is predestined uno eodemque decreto, with one and the same decree with Christ. So, in order to understand Our Lady's Immaculate Conception, we have to start with Christ and His eternal predestination to be our Redeemer and our dear Savior. Christ is the one, according to St. Paul to the Colossians, in whom all things were created. All things were made by Him and in Him. St. Paul clearly says in the letter to Colossians, that Christ holds the primacy in all things. This is a very key word to now keep in mind, the primacy of Christ, what is about. Everything has been created by Christ as God, and in Christ, in view of Christ as true man, because the most perfect creation is the human soul of Christ, the human nature of Christ. So, while creating everything, God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity, had already in mind the incarnation of Christ, the human nature of Christ, the most perfect creation, in view of which everything has been made, and that human soul, that human nature of Christ, is the compendium of all created things and the praise to God's eternal glory. So Christ would have come anyway, regardless to the sin of man. Christ did not come originally and primarily in order to rescue us from sin. Christ came in order to glorify God in this creation, since His human nature was the most perfect creation. So his nature is the greatest glory of God. Christ came as the Savior. Christ came as the one to glorify God in this world. Then, by foreseeing also the sin of Adam and Eve, he came as a redeemer too. This is very important to understand the primacy of Christ. The primacy which is understood as a primacy in the order of the intentions, ordo intentionis. In God's mind, Christ is first. Christ is wanted because of him, because of his perfection. He is first. And then, also because of the sin, he was wanted by God in a flesh which was also able to endure the passion and death. But there is a primacy of him in God's mind, in these intentions of God. Where is Our Lady then? This is the point. If we understand this primacy of our Lord, we see Our Lady's predestination very, very close to this eternal predestination of Christ. And I would like to quote a Franciscan doctor of the Church, St. Lawrence from Brindisi in Italy, in Puglia. He says thus, Mary is similar to Christ in her predestination. I say that she is similar in her predestination because Christ was not predestined as God but as man. Son of Mary, therefore, Mary has been predestined one with Christ. Beautiful. Christ has been predestined as the Son of Man, as the true man. God, as God, is always existing. He does not need any predestination. He is there. He is God, eternal. But in God's mind, there is the Son to be incarnate, to be true man. Then Christ is predestined as true man. True man, that is, as the Son of Mary. So, Mary is predestined one with Christ. With Christ, beside him, right beside him, there is Mary. So, Mary herself has a primacy in Christ. And the theologians like to distinguish this primacy of Mary from the one of Christ by saying, Our Lady has a primacy in the order of execution. That is, Mary comes first, comes before Christ, and Christ comes from her. Christ, according to St. Paul, to the Galatians, is made of a woman. The fact that Christ is made of her means that Our Lady holds a primacy in Christ, subordinate to him, but a primacy of execution. First, Our Lady, in order to be able to bring forth Christ into the world. So, my dear brothers and sisters, the Immaculate Conception is this privilege that has been given to Our Lady in order to hold in Christ and under Christ this primacy. Our Lady is predestined conjointly with Christ, under him, but one with him. Since Christ is the Immaculate Lamb of God without any stain, he is the Redeemer of our sins, Mary is the Immaculate Conception as well. Her life is immaculate. all beautiful, no stain of sin, no inclination to sin, no concupiscence, no stain of any imperfection, because she is thought in God, insofar as she is the mother of God. So, the one who has to bring forth God into the world. We turn to our Blessed Mother Mary on this special solemnity. We acknowledge humbly this privilege of hers, and we pray to her to give us a share in her privilege. We can share in Our Lady's privilege. We pray to her to be children of hers, in order to be able to live always under Christ, to be faithful to this primacy of Christ. If we hold to this primacy of Mary, we are sure to remain faithfully under Christ's primacy, the one in view of whom everything is made, on earth, in heaven, and the things visible, the things invisible. We pray to our Blessed Mother Mary to be worthy, especially today, to praise God through her, to praise God for this great privilege given to a creature so that everybody can participate in this grace, the grace to be in Christ, faithful to him until death and for all eternity. Amen. Let us pray to our Blessed Mother Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour. Our Lady, Immaculate Conception, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.